As Congress considers cuts to safety net programs and what Republicans are calling the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, new analysis from the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office estimates 16 million Americans, including 44,000 Montanans, would lose Medicaid health insurance. Josh Bivens with the nonprofit Economic Policy Institute says if the bill passes as is, health providers would see a steep increase in what's known as uncompensated care when people without coverage get sick but can't afford to pay their medical bills.
And it means hospitals and doctors no longer receive that income stream from Medicaid payments, and lots of them are going to be forced out of business, and there's going to be closures of hospitals, especially in rural counties.
Republicans have cast doubt on the CBO's projections and claim cutting $715 billion from Medicaid by eliminating fraud and adding work requirements for adults would not reduce coverage. The GOP bill aims to fund Trump administration priorities, including more immigration raids and border wall construction, and extending tax cuts passed in 2017. Bivens says if the bill becomes law, it would result in what he describes as the direct transfer of income from vulnerable families to the richest Americans. He notes the average cuts to Medicaid, which would kick in after the 2026 midterm elections, would be over $70 billion a year.
And then if you look at the tax cuts that will be received by just people making over $1 million per year, those are $70 billion as well. We're going to take $70 billion away from poor families on Medicaid, and we're going to give it to families who are making more than $1 million per year.
Six Nobel laureate economists have signed an open letter opposing cuts to safety net programs in the budget reconciliation bill and warning the measure would add $5 trillion to the national debt.
And so I think the fact that six Nobel Prize winners said this is important enough for me to try to draw attention to the implications of this bill should make people realize the stakes are really large.
I'm Kathleen Shannon with Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.